Hey guys, so just to let you know, in today's episode, we are covering some sensitive matters around the topic of child abuse and child molestation. So just give me a heads up. Everybody wants
and never give up. Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi Junior High podcast where two black millennials deep dive into a Canadian teen drama from the 80s, because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's get started.
And we're back.
We're back, guys. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Sorry, we took a very quick little break. You'll have to bear with us, guys. We are recording across continents. So it's a bit of a challenge.
A
we will hit our groove and we'll figure out our schedule and everything will come together.
Exactly. Mostly it's on my part of like trying to figure out, you know, I just moved. I'm in a temporary apartment. I just sewed Sneak. It's basically the size of a prison cell with a prison cell window.
Hey, some prison cells don't even have windows. So you're one of the high ranking prisoners who runs the place.
Oh yeah, I'm in a low security. I have it in with the guards. They bring me stuff from the outside, so I'm doing great. But we had some Wi-Fi troubles the other day, so couldn't record.
Yes, but we are back, Lauren. How are you? Well, besides living in a prison cell, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm actually off the rest of this week. My students have exams, so gotta love that exam based education. Terrible for the students, but great for me.
That's really great. What are you doing with your free time since the students are, being tortured? What are you doing?
Recording this podcast. Doing that. I need to I'm trying to get ahead and plan out my lessons for next week so that the rest of the weekend I can just chill. Trying to reorganize this apartment so it's not cluttered. Just living my best life.
Nice.
Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to do, honestly.
I mean, I've already clocked it, but there is a bottle of wine that I can see. So I'm I don't know if that's even, is that empty? Is that full?
No, it's full. But the other one I bought yesterday was empty.
She lied.
There's two bottles. One of them is empty now, and I bought them yesterday. So,
oh my god, we have a bottle of white wine in our fridge right now, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll drink some wine. And I was like, no, I will fall asleep because I'm exhausted. Right. I'm like, if I drink that wine, I will fall asleep halfway through this recording. Bad idea. So instead, I'm drinking a Coca-Cola from Popeyes from earlier because I'm sure you probably heard in China the chicken sandwich is back, and I got one today at lunch.
How was it, Sanique? Was it life-changing?
Okay, it was pretty good. Not enough to get stabbed over because people have died.
Oh no.
It was in Maryland. It was Oxon Hill.
Oh, of course it
was. A guy got stabbed because he cut in line to get the chicken sandwich and they started fighting and he got stabbed and now he's dead. So it's definitely not worth dying over. I would maybe take a punch.
Ooh, okay.
In the face. That's
serious.
Punch in the boob.
I mean, that's saying something.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I got the spicy chicken sandwich, so.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Is it chicken breast or is it chicken thigh?
That's a good question. Actually, I don't know. And that's a good sign because it was pretty, I think it's white meat. It might be breast.
Okay.
But it's it was pretty juicy and it wasn't a dry chicken sandwich. It was a juicy chicken sandwich. Like the outer, it was really flaky, crunchy, skin. The crust was really good.
Popeyes,
there was a sauce in it. It was pretty good. People are also been waiting in line for hours and shit. I wouldn't wait that long. I did wait for
take a punch.
I waited for half an hour though in the drive-thru because I was I don't want to go to work. So I just sat in the drive-thru for half an hour to get a chicken sandwich.
I consider myself a Popeyes connoisseur. Whenever I'm home, I eat a good amount of Popeyes just because they have KFC here. And
no, KFC's
it's not
whack as
the
fuck.
Same.
Popeyes is superior. Absolutely.
Exactly. I feel like there's just more people going to Popeyes now and realizing how long you have to wait. But this waiting situation is nothing new to any Popeyes customers.
Okay. I hate to say it. This might be weird. I feel black people have been eating at Popeyes for I didn't grow up eating at KFC. I ate Popeyes. And it's like, yes. Suddenly, like, I'm seeing like white people going to Popeyes. And I'm like, fucking stay in your lane. Go back to KFC where you belong. Okay. Do you watch Drag Race?
No, I know. I need to start watching.
There's like a really famous like gif, like, or like moment where like one drag queen, Fifi O'Hara, has like beef with Sharon Needles. And like Sharon Needles has a really like kind of gothy, like scary, like horror drag. And there's like a great scene where Fifi's like, go back to Party City where you belong, bitch. And it's like, literally, I'm like, go to KFC where you belong. Like,
I love that. Oh my gosh. Anyone out there that understands Popeyes as I do and as Sydney does, like, you if you get up to the drive thru, like, you're not getting in and getting out of Popeyes. That has never been Popeyes style.
No, there's always like, a way.
Yes, and that's what makes this chicken so good, is because they always make it, they're like, all right, 5 to 10 minutes on that spicy dark meat, like, or spicy four piece. Like, you always have to wait, but it's worth the wait because it's always fresh and like crispy and good. But yeah, it's nothing new.
But the funny thing is, I never just eat Popeyes. Like, I have to like really want it. So today when I got I'm also like very hormonal. So I was like, God, like what I would kill for like something really salty and greasy. And I was like, oh my God, there's a Popeyes up the street. I also don't want to be at work. I'm going to take a long ass lunch and go to Popeyes and eat this sandwich in my car and listen to a podcast. I listened to the Smushroom, the Heidi and Spencer episode. I ate chicken in my car like a freaking weirdo.
Or completely normal. You're talking my like language right now. I'm like, yes. There's nothing weird about this. But yeah, so Sadiq, what have you been consuming, speaking of podcasts?
What have I been consuming lately? So I haven't listened to any new podcasts. I've been listening to like the same old, you know, stuff that I love. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, no, here I'll plug something. It's called Teen Creeps. I want to say I've talked about it before. It's a podcast. It's hosted by Lindsay Kaytai and Kelly Nugent. And they read, I think I talked about this, like pulp fiction from like the 90s, like for teenagers. So like, you know, like Goosebumps books and, you know, all that stuff. Yes. But they've recently started to do more where they like will also just talk about like nostalgic movies. And I would listen to two episodes that were really funny. It was one where they covered the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon, the one where Reese Witherspoon gets finger banged on the roller coaster. And yeah.
Wait, is that a scary movie?
No, it's not. It's like a thriller, but like.
Yeah.
I'm like, also, I love that you, after I said she got like finger banged on the roller coaster, you're like, is it a scary movie?
I mean. No, because I feel like, okay, when you're talking about like Reese Witherspoon gets finger banged on the roller coaster, I know, like, I've heard that reference before. But because the name called Fear, I'm like, yeah, I definitely haven't seen that. And anytime, like, this is a classic question. I'd be like, is it a scary movie? People are like, no, it's more like a thriller. And I'm like, that's even scarier.
No, it's more like a thriller because, like, there's like no murderer. It's no, like, there's no, like, ghosts or anything. It's really just, like, Mark Wahlberg is, like, dating Reese Witherspoon, but he's, like, secretly crazy. I'm like,
yeah, that's the scariest of scariest.
Okay, actually, it's probably, like, the most realistic thing. Actually, yeah, no, it's scary. But, like, you know, they did an episode where they talk about that and it's hilarious. And of course, they mentioned talk about this finger bang scene, which I think anybody who's seen that movie is like the most memorable part. That scene ruined Wild Horses, the song, for me, because that's literally what's playing while she's getting finger banged. And I die every time I watch it. But they covered that, and they also covered Scream, which is really great. Yeah. They did a lot of like kind of trivia and just like talking about how amazing Scream is as a movie. It's a very like meta commentary on like slasher movies, but also like a love letter. And I love Scream. So if you want to get an intro into Teen Creeps, listen to those two episodes because they're both like really good.
Ooh, yeah, very nice. Well, I have finally, I don't know about you, but I have never really listened to any other Degrassi Junior High podcast. Have you?
I hate to say it, but I haven't. I hope I'm not angering anybody because I know there's some other podcasters that follow us. I hope they're like, fuck these bitches. Like, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten around to it.
Because I haven't either, but part of me has been like really nervous, or like, I mean, like, oh my gosh, like, they're going to be such experts, or they're going to be like such like more knowledgeable at things compared to us, which, you know, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But I have been listening to two podcasts I just started like the past 2 weeks. One of them, Degrassi AV Club.
Who's, oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
They, yeah. they make their Instagrams kicked in the broomhead on yeah. Instagram. Love their memes.
Yes.
Theirs is really funny. And then, but I just started theirs, but I've been binge listening to I'm in Love with a Girl Named Spike.
Yes. I saw that recommendation as well.
Oh my gosh. They are freaking hilarious. I feel like, I don't know if you guys are listening, but like, I love you. I think we could be best friends. Let's be best friends, you guys. It's Rick, who every time they say Rick, I think they're talking about Rick from Degrassi Junior High. He's one of those. And then there's Mike, who's like the main host. He's the one that started it. And he was the person in high school that was in love with a girl named Spike. And then Hannah, who's the girl co-host. And I just love them. I think they like have such a dry sense of humor and like very sarcastic. That just like is my love language. And like, I feel like it's what I love listening about it. Because I think I love listening to it, especially after we record and talk about it. Whatever episode it is, because then I'm like, oh my gosh, they sell it too. Or they're talking about things that I didn't even notice about. And I love, they always catch so many good things, like in the background, like what's written on the blackboard or, you know, so many background things that I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed it. And then I want to go back and watch it. So I really love it.
You know what?
I'm sure you guys listening love it too.
I might start listening to them in that way then. Cause I'm not just trying to save face. Cause I definitely was like, I haven't listened to any of those podcasts, even though I'm aware of them. My reasoning though, was just because I didn't want to listen to them while we're recording, because I don't want them to like,
I
inadvertently start making the same jokes or like saying the same things. I haven't touched them. Yeah. Like, I don't want to like basically just like fucking like,
exactly,
you know. But maybe I'll listen to it that way, like after we've done episodes.
Yeah,
that's smart. And then I'll go back and listen to it. You know what? Okay, I'm gonna give it a shot. All right.
Yes. There's so many things I've forgotten, but like if I ever think about like, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, like there's so many things that they've like agreed with us on, or just like random stuff. They also, I just want to say, because I just listened to it today, the episode when Wheels meets his real dad.
Yes.
They also were catching on. They also were like, remember when we talked about when he was drinking that milkshake?
Yeah. he made those creepy eyes when he drank the milkshake. I'm like, bro, I know you haven't seen him since he was born, but that's your son. Like, cut it out.
Yes. And they also were talking about how the milkshakes are just chocolate milk. And I'm like, yes, thank God they understand. So
yeah, that was like the runniest milkshake in the world.
I'm so happy I started. But yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. It's just like I've caught up to where we are, and then after we record then I'll listen to their episodes because they're hilarious. So I know you guys listening are probably like, wow, like late much. Like, I know. You finally start listening to them.
I know. We're bad people. I'm sorry.
But we're just doing it to make better content for you guys, okay?
Yeah, you don't want to hear us just literally make the same jokes after like other people who made them probably better and that landed well, and then we just do like a cheap imitation. Like, you don't want me to be the, you know, Iggy Azalea of podcasts, oof, do you? Didn't think so.
No, you don't.
Okay, we're doing you a favor right now. You should thank us.
Yes.
Sorry. Shouldn't call our listeners ungrateful. I just became like Joan Crawford. Like,
you ungrateful bitches.
It's like, what? Like, what's going on?
So, what Sneak and I were thinking about doing is starting to, you know, give you guys a little shout out for any of you guys that, you know, send us a message or tell us something funny or, you know, whatever it is on our social media. So this week, I'm not going to mention her name because I didn't ask her yet, but I'll tell her what she sent us. So I'm going to read her message. I'll call her AJ is her initials. Okay. So she told us, my sister-in-law recommended your podcast to me since I love Degrassi. I'm so glad she did. You guys are hilarious. And at risk of sounding totally creepy or like a total GURP. Do you remember that when we talked about GURP the first episode? I feel like you guys are kindred spirits with me. Anyways, I can't wait to continue listening. And if you ever need any help with the show, I'd love to contribute in any way or just chit chat. Love. I can't read. Later, broomheads. She is so funny. And she's actually reached out to me also on my personal Instagram and told me that she, remember we talked about like our favorite parts of the theme song?
Yeah.
She told me that she also really loved, she called it like the breathy, hey. that Arthur does in the theme song. And she had a backstory to it. Let me read it. She goes, "In my mind, basically Arthur is having some stomach issues on the first day of school. Asks Joey for P Palace. Did he say that at some point? P Palace?
I think she's making a joke.
Let me read that again. Basically, Arthur is having some stomach issues on the first day of school. Asks Joey P. Jeremiah P. for P. Palace. Joey shows him to the P. Palace and locks him in. He shits his pants and the smell is horrible. That's why he came out the door all breathy." Yes!
That's amazing. I love that.
She gave it a backstory like our kindred spirit truly would. Oh my gosh.
She's great. Thank you so much, AJ. You're awesome.
Definitely be giving you guys a shout out to one of you guys, each episode. So, you know, send us a tweet, comment on Facebook, send us a message on Instagram, comment on Instagram. We love you guys so much and we love interacting with you guys.
We sure do. Okay. Yeah. Let's jump into the episode. So this week we are covering season 2, episode 2's A Helping Hand, which I really hate that title given what happens. I'm just like, I'm gonna vomit. Like, why would you name it?
They really tried us with this title.
This whole episode just like, ugh, I wanted to burn at my house down. All right. It was aired on January 11th, 1988. Synopsis. Lucy is pleased when a substitute teacher gives her special attention and is unable to see his real intentions. I want to murder.
I'm not shaking my head at Lucy. I'm shaking my head at this creeper.
No,
I'm
a fucking Mr. Colby. Fucker. Like, I want to murder him and, like, throw him in, like, Lake Ontario. Yes. And just, like, yeah. It's like, sink, motherfucker. Like, ew. Like, you're disgusting.
Sleep with the fucking fishes.
I know. Just like, break his kneecap. We get our cold open and we get Joey, Wheels, and Snake. And I'm like, do they only wear Zit Remedy merch now? Like, they're YouTubers. They're fucking YouTubers. Like, okay, we see your merch. Like, stop trying to, like, send subliminal messages to me. I'm not buying your fucking merch, you dummy.
But here's my money.
But, like, that shirt's really cute. Like, and honestly, if I could find, like, a Zit Remedy sweatshirt, I would 100% buy one.
Oh, yeah. I think we probably have to make it because
– You have to make it.
They're literally – you have to, like, home make it. Like,
you can find it on, like, eBay or some shit. Someone's made it.
Right. Someone has an Etsy shop, right?
Oh, yeah. There's, like – everyone has an Etsy shop. Joey's telling them, oh, some, like, record company guy wants to listen to us. I'm like, Joey – no, that's not true.
That's another pedophile trying to catch you up.
Like, no, really, it is though. It's like, that's a pedophile. Like, don't go meet up with that man. Like, that's
no record producer is trying to produce Zit Remedy Degrassi Junior High band. Like, no,
no, like you're not literal children, and you're not even good. It's not like you're Hanson or anything. Like, you're not bopping. Like, you're not. You're whack. So they're not trying to sign you right now. They're no Jonas Brothers. Okay.
Come on now.
So Lucy runs in with an announcement because Lucy seems to just
that's
do
what
that
she does.
Now. This is the third time Lucy has run into like the Mr. Ratchet's class. Like, guys, that's what I'm telling you. I'm like, Lucy, like, why do you know all the tea? I'm like, is it Doris Bell? I guess it's Doris Bell because she spills all the tea.
Oh, they must be best friends.
They're best friends.
She's always coming in with Doris Bell gossip.
Yeah, but like, word on the street is that Mr. Radich is in the hospital because his like appendix almost burst. And like, the kids are actually concerned, which is surprising. I thought they would just immediately start cheering.
Well, I think Lucy was very excited, and she was just like, yeah, he's in the hospital. Yeah, it's the best time. And everyone else is like, wait, so like, is he okay?
is he like a lie? Like, what's going on? Like, Lucy's like,
even Joey was concerned.
I think Lucy also is, I don't think she's happy that he's like sick. I think she just liked having the tea, you know? Like, she likes spilling the beans and being like, yeah, Mr. Radishes. Like, yeah, he almost like, if he had waited like even like a day longer, he would have fucking died. It's like, Lucy, like, this is Mr. Radish is like an obnoxious porn star, but like, you don't have to be so cruel.
I also wrote, Radish doesn't like go to the hospital because his appendix burst. Like, he's like on some like international porn shoot.
And by international, like, he's just in the States right now. He's probably right in the Valley. He's in fucking San Fernando Valley because they love to film porn down there. And he's just doing like porn for weeks at a time.
Also, have you watched, did you watch The Deuce, the show?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh my gosh, Sandeek. stop everything. We're stopping this podcast now. Like, we're taking a break until you stop, watch, go watch show. It. It's so good.
Is that one with James Franco?
Yes, and it's all about 70s New York, like, because the Deuce is what they used to call Times Square, and that's where, like, all the sex workers and, like the beginning of the porn industry,
yeah,
and the peep shows, all of that was, like, in one spot, and it's, like, mob and James Franco and, like, really, like, funny sex workers and their banter in their life, but also, like, the hardships. And then the last season was all about, like, the kind of change into the 80s when VHS came out. So I'm just, like, waiting for Radish to come out and being, like, I was there. I was in New York that weekend.
In New York, just, like, doing so much porn.
Mm-hmm. Because he had to take, a long weekend to, like basically cram up a bunch of, like, shoots into one weekend. So he had to, you know, really make the excuse, like, dramatic, like, with appendicitis, you know?
I mean, honestly, if he's filming that much porn just back-to-back, something probably is bursting.
Oh.
Something is gonna burst. Like, you are.
He got something now.
Like, something, like, is gonna burst. Because that's a lot of sex. Like, it's dangerous. Things can happen. Ooh, that's gross. So yeah, she's like, oh yeah, so, like, that means we're gonna fucking subs, our teacher's dying. And they, like, start talking about their past subs. I'm like, yeah, like, where the fuck do they get these fucking subs from? Like, there's losers. I'm like, I think you have to, like, be a teacher. Like, you just have, like, a license to be a sub. Like, you're not just, like, random people off the streets. Oh, really?
Well, they're not random. Like, Snake's like, what?
Wait, what? My sub was not an actual teacher?
So, okay. I mean, this is 80s Canada, so I don't really know. But I know, like, when I've been home over summers and stuff, people are like, oh, you should try to get on a sub list. You have to have, like, some qualifications. Like, I think you have to pass a background check and, like, have a degree. But you don't, just to be a sub, you don't need. And that's just in the county that we lived in. So I don't really know where everyone else is. But I'm assuming back in the 80s, like, it literally was just, like, a want ad being like, we need a substitute today. And they would show up.
It's like, they put, like, the flyers up in, like, public bathrooms with little, like, tickets up. You could pull, like, pull the number off and, like, just pull a number.
Who wants to be around middle school students all day and get paid?
That's how they get this fucker. That's how they got this fucker in the school, because he's like, there's no way he passed the background check, because as bold as he was to pull this, he's done this before. Like, that's not your first not your first rodeo, Mr. Colby. Like, you've done this to other students because you're disgusting. So he enters.
Yeah, he goes. What'd you guys say? Toward the end.
He, like,
of the scene.
Fucking walks in. He's wearing, like, the bluest sweater in the world.
Okay.
That's it.
I wrote this down some point later, but I made note of his sweaters. His sweaters are very dramatic. And then I wrote down, oh my gosh, he has Bill Cosby sweaters.
I as you started saying it, my eyes just widened. And I'm just like, ah!
Like, it was, they knew before they knew.
I mean, if we want to get into it though, like, that, like, whole Cosby thing was, like, a really poorly kept secret in Hollywood. Like, a lot of people knew about that shit happening. It was not, there's no way it was, like, I feel like for the general public, it was like, oh my God. But, like, I feel like people in Hollywood were just like, yeah, like, that was just known because people are terrible and people in power don't suffer consequences usually. Okay. So Mr. Colby Cosby, it's one letter off.
Oh my God.
It's one letter off, Lori.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I feel like we're just really, truly starting to understand, like, how monumental Degrassi Junior High was. Like, they were literally, like, giving us subliminal messaging all these years, and we just didn't even know.
It goes all the way to the top. I feel like freaking Charlie Day and It's Always Sunny with, like, the red string and shit, like, trying to, like, figure out the conspiracy. Yeah. Like, I wonder, like, I want to rewatch, like, Degrassi, and I'm probably going to hear, like, I don't know, get, like, clues about JonBenet and, like, Chupacabra. They probably know, it's, like, so much in the show, like, we just don't even realize.
Who shot JFK? Where is I'm trying to think of all the other conspiracies. Where's the Book of Secrets? National Treasure is real. I don't care what you guys say. National Treasure is real.
Yeah, no, that was a documentary. All facts.
The stories come from somewhere.
I'm just saying. Okay. So in our next scene.
With this, sorry, go ahead. Scene, the way that the scene closes is he's, like, he comes to the front of the classroom and he's just like, oh, because, okay, so he walks in the room because Lucy or someone says, oh, they're just a bunch of fossils that can't get a real job. It's just like, okay, but like, you don't know what the economy is like right now. Like, you're in middle school. Like, the job market is harsh. Okay.
Like you are like being super harsh right now.
But then he's just like, yes, Mr. Radich is, you know, out sick. And then he said, you'll have me the next while. And I'm like, what is that? How long is that? He's like, for the next while. And I'm like, what? Have you ever heard that before?
For the next while? No, I don't think so. I think you'd be like, you're going to have me for a while, like a while, not like the next while. Because a while isn't like an actual like span of time. So saying like next while, like you say the next week or the next month is not the same thing. It's like a while could literally be like a year. Like it doesn't mean anything.
I was like,
maybe it's like
you already rubbed me the wrong way.
Maybe it's a Canadianism or something that. Or like a weird like, ooh, gross. I just heard that. I hate that.
God. The helping hand. Like, oh my gosh.
Episode. I think the writers in Degrassi could have done a little better and like not. The innuendo is just so uncomfortable. Like, why would you do that? But our next scene, Mr. Colby, like, okay, so I think time has passed because he's like, yeah, like, you know, been here a few days. Christine, I noticed you're doing well. And I'm just like, you don't know anything. You've been here for 3 days. Like, you don't fucking... You know she's pregnant? You don't
even know that she's pregnant.
You know she's pregnant? You don't know what the fuck's happening in her life. Like, do you know her baby's daddy is an idiot? Because I do.
Do you know all the drama that's been happening the past few episodes? Because you need to catch up, Mr. Colby.
You need to catch up. Like, you need to binge our podcast and then you'll know. he's passing back papers and he gives Lucy her paper back and, like, touches her shoulder. And I'm like, don't. Do that.
Okay, because that was the thing, we had the episode before where Caitlin thought she was a lesbian.
Yes.
And Miss Avery was touching their shoulders. And it was just, it's such a stark difference of like, you know, a friendly, genuine touch of a teacher, mm-hmm. you know, non-creepily. And then there is Mr. Colby's touch, which lingered. And again, at this point, I don't know the synopsis. I knew something bad happened to Lucy, but I couldn't remember if it was like with her parents, her court case, something else like going on in her life. But when his hand lingered on her shoulder, I was like, oh, this is the episode that she gets touched. Like, like it all came together. And I was like, he said, for the next while, and he's touching her, like, he's a creep. Like, that's it.
Yep, boom. You it's know? That easy. And the thing is like, you're totally right how different it is. Because, like, it's not just claim, like, oh, because, like, Ms. Avery's, like, female and she does that. Like, it's better. Like,
oh, no,
you know,
no.
Like, they can be, like, women can be pedophiles and, like, predators, too. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, I feel like Ms. Avery's hand touch is more like, I'm just going to put, like, a reassuring hand on your back or, like, on your shoulder.
Like a
whereas,
pat.
Like a little pat. And whereas his was, like, I'm just going to have my hand, like, hang out here. And, like, I might move my hand a little bit. So I'm kind of, like, rubbing your shoulder. It's like, no. What are you doing? Yeah. Like, stop it, you fucking weirdo. Lucy's, like, super happy because she got a fascist A. Because she's like, grades are fascist, but, like, I got an A. So I guess they're not fascist anymore.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
The twins say that Lucy is Mr. Colby's pet and they think that he's sexy. And I said, sexy, can I not? No, he's not. Like, that man is not attractive whatsoever. And not just because he's creepy, but because, like, no, like, I would not be like, oh, hot teacher. It's like, no.
Because it was like almost like a take back from when. Like, Shane was talking about Stephanie and she's like, she's the sexiest girl in school in Degrassi. And it's just like, why are these 5-year-olds throwing out the word sexy? Like, just stop.
And honestly, guys, when you use sexy as often as you do, it loses its luster, you know? Like,
I know. Especially, like, you're using it on this guy. Like
you have a finite number of sexies you can use in your entire life, and you're wasting it on this fucking loser? On this fossil? Come on. Like, what are you doing?
And it was in the scene that he, like, talks to, I think he, like, asks Lucy to, like, come by later or something, right?
You know,
Or is that later?
That might be later, or maybe not, but, like, he definitely gives her, like more extra attention, though, than, like, the other kids. It's very clear that, like, I mean, to the point where the kids are even, like, oh, you're his pet, because it's very even mm-hmm. obvious to them that, like, and someone says it in the future, too, like, oh, Lucy and Mr. Colby together again. I think it's Joey. So, like, the students are definitely noticing that, like, Mr. Colby spends a lot of time talking to Lucy. Like, it's,
yeah,
he's not even, like, he's not hiding it.
And I the reason I said that is because he, at one point in the scene, he like sits down on a desk and touches her shoulder. And it's just like, you are like a 7-foot man. Like, you don't need to be sitting on a desk. Like,
really don't.
Also, okay. The black guy in the scene, that's BLT, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, BLT. Wow.
Is that all you have
to say?
I
can't remember anything else about him, but I remember that he's important later. And his name is BLT.
Which is, like, very, like, I think his real name is Bryant. So I'm guessing it stands for something. Like, Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
Leonard Thompson. I don't know.
Facts. That's his name.
That's his name. It's Bryant Leonard Thompson. Okay. Okay. So next scene is that so like Zit Remedy's like practicing and they have a sign like that they're on tour in the Degrassi Junior High, and I'm like, it's not tour if you're like just playing in the one room every day.
I feel like they got worse. Like, they definitely got worse. Like, they were better the last time that they played.
Oh, because they weren't practicing over, like, winter break. They were just chilling, and they come back, and now they think they're hot shit. But Simon and Alexa are watching, and they're, like, really into it. And but Wheels is like, hey, like, I have to leave, though, because I need tutoring, because I have bad grades. And that's what's going to happen. And Joey and Snake are upset and not understandable. Or understanding. What?
Yeah. They do not give a fuck about his grades. They're like, we're going to make it big. Who needs school? Like, who needs spelling? You know? Who needs
spelling?
Like,
Lucy's going to be a dancer. We're going to be a band. Like, why would he need to learn anything? Wheels. But good for Wheels, though. He's like, he ends up going in the next scene to Miss Avery's class. And she looks stunning. She's got that like khaki dress with her shoulder pads and her white heels and matching white earrings. And I'm just like, Miss Avery, like, now she's sexy. Why does anyone call her sexy? What the fuck? Where's sexy for Miss Avery, huh?
It's too powerful that they can't even put it into words, you know? But I'm gonna, as I mentioned, I finished a bottle of wine yesterday, and this is when I was taking notes, when I was, you know, sipping on the wine and watching Degrassi. So I'm gonna read you my description of Miss Avery's outfit that I had.
I also just love, like, I wish you could see, like, Lauren's hand movements as she says that, because it's just very, like, listen, you little bitches, I'm gonna tell you. I'm like, okay.
Okay, so I wrote, shoulder pad safari, down under bush dress, press on nails, and statement earrings.
That was like poetry.
Thank you.
What was it again? You said down under. What was it? Like, can you read it one more time?
Shoulder pad safari, down under bush dress, press on nails, and statement earrings. What is that? I think I just pushed together Africa,
Australia. And Australia. Also Jersey with the press on nails.
like South Africa, like everything together, like, oh my gosh. Well, I said Africa, but she was like, she was just serving us, and it was just like power dress. Like, she, like, her shoulder pads could literally cut through anything.
I just want you to like describe outfits. I'm sorry, it was just really
from now on I will only drink wine and watch Degrassi and describe outfits. That's my only job.
Pictured you like sipping your wine at your like computer, look at your window, out of your very small window, like Gary Bradshaw. Like, I thought to myself, Gaggy. And I couldn't help but wonder, safari dress. Okay, but so sorry. I'm like, I hope the listener can like actually hear what we're saying, because we're just like giggling like little schoolgirls. Listen, we have to find something to be happy about, because this episode is fucked up. But Miss Avery is talking to Wheels, and she's like, yeah, like, you need glasses, because like, it's why you can't see the board while you have a fucking headache, and probably why you're failing, because you can't see what's on the board.
Exactly.
But they also, sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
But they also are like, also, Miss Avery and Wheels' parents think that he should take a break from the band, because he's fucking failing.
And I wrote, you can't quit the band.
I mean, that's also what Joey said.
I mean, like, they're about to make it big. Their recording person, record person is going to get them a 45 deal, you know? Like, they're ready.
That recording guy, definitely not a child, a sex offender, is going to listen to their demo.
For sure. Like, he's totally reputable.
Absolutely. Nothing can go wrong there. We're in the girls' bathroom, and LD, oh God, like...
Oh my God, I couldn't with her.
Listen, bless the actress, but I'm sure she's like a lovely person. Like, I'm sure she's like probably like, probably volunteers at like an animal shelter. But like, this LD's like, I'm sorry, is the most boring character. I don't know why. I just don't care about anything she says. I just don't. Like, anything she talks, I'm just like, shut up. Like, like, go away. I feel so bad because she's done nothing wrong. She's actually a kind of nice person, like a character, but it's like, she shows up. And I'm just like, what? Is that a ghost? Yeah. Who is this?
She's, I don't know. I feel like her role that she played in this episode was like, it's kind of like they were like, shoved her in there being like, okay, you're going to be the supportive friend. Come on. Like,
yeah, because Vula is gone apparently. So we need someone.
I know.
It's got like, hey, like, what's LD doing? Nothing? Great. Bring her in. Like,
and yeah, and it just, like, felt very, like, forced, being like, oh, this is weird. And so, and she's just weird. But also, like, I'm gonna say it now because we're gonna talk about it later. Like, I am LD in this episode. So LD's in the bathroom. She's brushing her hair and, like, desperately trying to, like, get her... Okay, because earlier in the episode... BLTS, LD, all the acronyms.
BLTS,
LD.
Ooh, that was a rap.
Look, I'm Caitlin. I invented hip hop.
BLTNLD.
But he asks her, oh, can you play baseball or soccer or softball or something later? And she's like, oh, no, I can't. And then so like that kind of like paints picture that she's like trying to get like on different... She's like, you know, she's seen as like, you know, just one of the guys, and she wants to be seen as like a girl that's cute and beautiful, and but she doesn't know how. And that is me. I went through a very, very long tomboy phase that I just didn't really know how to embrace. I was like trying, but I also didn't know how to try. And when she was roughly brushing her hair and trying to put her hair up, I was like, I see myself. And it was like really terrifying. Be like, oh, girl, come on now, like,
get yourself together. I mean, because I did just write, like, just brush your hair, LD. Like, it's like, you can just brush it and like kind of fluff it out a little bit, it will look better. Like, you're kind of just like letting it just hang. Her hair just kind of hangs there. It's like, do something. Like,
it's the years and years of wearing those trucker hats and just like constantly flattening her head.
Yeah,
her hair.
Yeah,
it's lost all life.
Absolutely. And also, LD, if you want guys to notice you, just dumb yourself down. What's baseball? Like, just do that and you'll get so many guys. Like just sweat like, it up, oh, and dumb, gosh, yourself down, so, and the boys will love
it. It's the 80s. That's what they want.
Yeah. Like, what? Like, you're talking to them about stuff? You don't want to do that. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so tired. I'm losing it. So, yes, she's sad about it.
Yeah, Lucy walks in.
And Lucy walks in. And she's like, I could just give you a makeover because my parents bought me classes because she's a makeup guru. I was like, wait, what? Like,
lies.
Like, what makeup class do you send your 12-year-old daughter to? Like...
Like, she just, like, it just, like, rolls off the tongue. And I'm just like, that doesn't make any sense. Like,
this is not
a common thing.
Do they have, like, makeup classes for children in the 80s? Like,
no.
What? No.
Definitely not.
Like, Lucy cracked open a magazine and she just imitated the makeup. And she's like, yeah, my parents pay for classes. So, like, I can just do your makeup now. Sure. Sure, LD. I mean, sure, Lucy.
I was like, Lucy gives another makeover.
Just another makeover. Oh yeah, it's her second makeover because she made over Vula.
Yeah.
Damn, that's how like Lucy traps her friends. She just like offers like give them free scarves,
makeover
/ stolen scarves, and then does makeup. Like, that's how she makes all
it's
her friends.
My thing.
So in our next scene, we have Mr. Colby, and like they're leaving school. Lucy and LD, and Mr. Colby catches up, and he like puts his hand on. Well, this is actually where we find out if Vula moved. Because, like, I guess Lucy wrote, like, an essay about it. And I was like, why wasn't I notified first? Like, why did I know Vula was gone? Like,
why? Okay, Degrassi does that where they're just, like, they take someone out of, like, the script in the show. And then they'll, like, give like two lines to explain it. It's just like, no, you cannot do that to us. We deserve better and we want Vula back, you know?
I know. Like, free Vula.
I know. I wrote RIP Vula.
Yeah, because she's basically dead.
I know.
I mean, if you're off screen on this show, you're just not alive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, like, he, like, catches up and he's talking to her about Vula. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to see her one weekend, just go to the movies or whatever. And he, like, puts his hands back on her shoulder. But, like, LD, like, clocks it. And she's just kind of like, that's weird. Like, why does he touch you or whatever? And, like, Lucy feels very special because he is grooming her. So he makes her feel special because he knows she's lonely. So he's like, I'll just give her attention and then I can be disgusting.
Yes. What I wrote down, I do remember that. I wrote Mr. Groomer Boomer.
I hate you. I hate you so much. Go sit in your corner.
Like, but that's the entire episode. He's just like constantly. And I feel like back then we didn't even, because I feel like that's a relatively newer, like, word for describing that process that happens with, you know, pedophiles and abusers. It's like they groom someone.
Yeah, it's not just like out of the blue, like, I'm just gonna, you know, take advantage of someone. It's like, no, it's like, and it's like very clear that he's doing it because, like, you know, he's paying a lot of attention to her, so he's getting a lot of information about her life. And, like, I'm sure he knows, like, oh, her parents aren't around and she just lost her friends, so now she's feeling lonely. That's all I have to do is just make myself available and be like, hey, like, I'm here, like, we can talk about our feelings here, let me rub your shoulder. And, like, ugh, it's, like, working, though, because she, like, trusts him. Because, like, when LD's like, I think it's weird when teachers are too friendly. And, like, Lucy's like, no one can be too friendly. Like, what are you talking about? Like, just, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, listen to LD. She's lived, okay?
I know.
Allegedly. Allegedly. I mean, like, I don't know. Her mom died. And then, like, her dad didn't. So, like.
I loved, I mean, LD said something smart. She said something substantial. Thank the Lord. I was like, yes, girl, it is creepy when people are too, and I feel like my mom instilled this into me at such a young age where she's still like this today, where she's just like, my mom's a very friendly person, but, like, she also does not give you anything. Like, I feel like meeting her for the first time, like, she will not give you any information about herself, and know her for 5 years, you're still not getting any information about her. And, like, there's always, like, I notice it, like, later in life of being, like, you know, like, her reaction to someone being creepy. Now I see that back then I was just like, oh my gosh, my mom's so mean. Like, she's not nice to people. But then I, like, now I see it, like, that's her, like, get away from me, your weird face. Like, you're being creepy. So I was like, wow, LD's a little Steele Hamilton. I get it.
And you are also Steele Hamilton and also LD.
I am.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry I talked so much shit about you.
Listen, it's understandable. Like, there's, like, little snippets, like, mostly only in this episode where LD, like, kind of, like, comes to life, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because, like, she definitely doesn't any other time. So, Lucy and LD, they, like, arrive at Lucy's house. And, of course, Lucy's parents are not there because, like, I don't even think they're real.
They never are.
I don't think she has parents. At this point, I feel like it's all a massive ruse. It's a massive ruse to just pretend, like, you know, she's basically just, like, home alone always. And, like, there's no parents. Mm-hmm. There's no supervision. Because we never see them.
Do they ever come up in the show?
I don't think we ever see her parents. I think literally they exist on an answering machine.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's really sad. And while she's listening to her answering machine, so she finds out her parents aren't coming. Also, Vula is like, you know, I can't hang out with you. And I'm like, Vula, you need to learn to fucking lie. Just, like, go say you're going to go hang out with one of your good friends and then go hang out with Lucy and have fun.
Exactly. Go say you're going to hang out with LD. They'll let you do that. Like, she's boring enough.
I mean, you could be like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with LD. And they're like, who? Like, oh, you know LD. She's been to the house so much. And they're like, what? What is LD? What is that? Like, what are
and
you
then
talking about?
And then Vula's like, trucker hat. And they're like, oh yes, the girl with the dirty hair.
Specter with a trucker hat. Like,
we thought that was your boyfriend.
Oh, no. There's no way Vula's dad would have been okay with Vula having a boyfriend.
That's true.
Yeah. So Lucy decides to do LD's makeup.
Her face was beat to the gods.
Yes. She was a straight up, like, drag queen from the 80s. She looked like, do you know, like, you've seen like John Waters movies, like, you know, Hairspray and like the OG Hairspray from the 80s. And like,
yes.
Yeah. Do you remember like the mom, like Divine, the drag queen? She looked like fucking Divine. Divine, oh my gosh, who is a freaking icon, but like, she looked like Divine.
Bones that can cut glass.
Yes, her eyebrows are just like arched into her hairline. Eyeshadow just was like winged out. And also dual toned.
Lucy just, the entire like conversation, Lucy just kept on patting on more and more
higher and higher up, and just like on her eye, like on her brow bone, just like she had blue eyeshadow on her brow bone. So like honestly, if in terms of fashion, I think that the meter goes up just because of the fucking 80s makeup. It's like,
we got a look.
It was
an L-E-double-K.
Oh, look. Yes. It was a look. Absolutely. So, so like they're talking though, and like, you know, whatever. And Lucy's like, after like I shoplifted, my parents paid attention to me for a little bit. And then they like, they're sucky parents. And Lucy asks if she, I mean, LD asks her if she ever gets lonely. And of course she lies again and says, no, I am independent.
Oh, so sad. And it was like, in so much of the stuff that she's like, just like keeps on repeating, like being like, this is my script. I'm going to say it. To, like, cover up my true, like, feelings about it. It's sad.
It's really sad. And, like, LD's like, I was lonely when my dad went to the hospital. And I was like, I don't care, LD. Like, LD, you already saw that episode. You don't have to tell us. Like, it was boring and I hated it. Like,
live in the now, please.
And also, were you lonely when your dad was in the hospital? You didn't visit him at all, okay? I think you liked being on your own, okay, LD?
Right. You're doing just fine.
I believe that you got mad when he told you to, like, not wear hats. And you're, like, drop dead about your dad. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you liar.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God these aren't real people, because they're being really mean.
I know.
So the next scene, the kids are having a debate about the death penalty. What class is this?
It's Canada. It's Canada. That's what it is. It doesn't matter. It could be math class. It could be physics. And they're going to talk about like the hot topics like that.
And it's like, wasn't even a structured debate. It just was like them all yelling at each other.
Because I remember having like those, I feel like we had kind of like debates like that in school. Where it's just like let's ask middle schoolers. I mean, it's interesting because it's like, you know, eventually these people are going to be adults, but it's also like hilarious. Like, why are you asking middle schoolers about the death penalty?
Like, or like abortion or like really heavy stuff. Like,
right?
I am 12. Like, I don't know anything beyond my nose into my world.
Exactly.
I don't fucking know what you're talking about. But they're like having like an impassioned debate about it, and like, you know, typical like, oh, but like if we kill the killer, how do we teach him not to kill? Like, it's like very after school special.
Yes. And then BLT's voice is so interesting. Like, I can't, it's like not raspy, but like
it's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's like a very just like strong voice. You're just like, wait, how old are you? Like,
BLT's like secretly only 35. Like,
he's like, hey, if I knew that I could get killed for killing, it would stop me. And I'm like, were you really gonna kill before? Like, what?
Also, Lucy actually is the one who talks sense, because she's like, the death penalty doesn't deter crime. And I'm like, that's actually true. Like, statistically, that is factual. Like, Lucy reads. Like, she's like,
I read an article.
She's like, I listen to NPR, and actually,
like, today's world is fascist. And
she just goes on like a rant, because she's a little socialist.
Here we are. Go ahead, Lucy. Like, I feel like that's me today, though. Like, anytime you get like two beers in me, that's my conversation. Like,
I mean, in this day and age, it's really hard not to just go full on, like, political. Like, I don't think I ever get drunk and talk about, like, not social issues. Like, I don't know why people decide, like, yeah, we're all wasted. Let's talk about, like, feminism. Like, what? Like, no, not today.
I remember one time, it was like, I think maybe one of the first weeks I was here, we were all at a bar, and I had just met these people. Like, I knew one of the people well, the rest of the people are all new people, and I was like, today is the day that they're gonna learn about racism and my experience with racism. It's just like, and then as like, I remember at one point, like, I was talking, and then slowly, and I was definitely like about drunk at this point, and I looked around and I was like, there was one person left, and I was like, oh. Yeah, this wasn't the time for it.
Did they all just like slowly walk away from a conversation?
Yes. And they like went up to the bar, and I'm like, oh, there's no one left. Okay.
You're just like screaming about bell hooks to one person who's just like doesn't even know who Bell Hooks is. Like, why are you doing this to me? So they're like very having this passionate debate, and like Mr. Colby is fucking sitting on Lucy's desk, this big ass, and he's looking down her shirt. And I'm just like, oh my God, like what? I actually got like chills. I was like, ew, yeah. Like you're looking down this like, exactly little girl's shirt, because she is a little girl. And LD sees it and is like obviously uncomfortable because like, what the fuck? Like, you're really, like, looking down this girl's shirt. So gross.
And I – also, I wrote down, if I was a student and a substitute teacher who just got here sat on my desk – because he didn't sit on Lucy's desk. He sat on her, the desk behind him – behind her. And it kind of did, like, a little, like, creak. Like, Scarlett takes a tumble, like, creak. and I was like, I would drop out of school. Like, it's how disrespectful. On top of the fact that you're looking down people's shirts and, like – I think the bell rings and everyone kind of gets up and several people make comments about like how I think Wheel says like it's kind of weird. Like it's kind of weird how much he likes her.
Yeah. And that's like really telling that the kids are like aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, yeah, I think Wheels and also Joey's, that's when Joey makes the comment of like, oh, there goes Mr. Colby and Lucy together again. It's like they all notice it. And the interesting thing is that when they comment on it, they all say it in a way that's like, that's weird. They don't say it in like a, oh, like they're just back together. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like you're just spending a lot of time with this girl. And it's like, it's just like so uncomfortable because like, you think about it. Like when we were like in school and we're that age, like we're exposed to so many just like adults that we're just like supposed to trust just like inherently. Mm-hmm. But I mean, thankfully, I never had any sort of experience with like a teacher that was like, oh, this person's like doing anything to me. But it's interesting how we just like are so easily trusting of like these adults to just like do right by like children when, I mean, people do some messed up things. I mean, oh, no, you were going to say something.
No, what were you going to say?
No, you say.
Because I have a story.
No, I want to hear your story because I don't have a story.
Okay. Well, I don't really have a story, but okay, so, well, no, it's not my story, but it's okay. A story.
It is a story. Okay. Yeah.
So, Sanique and I didn't go to the same elementary school, so you're not going to know who I'm referencing. And I'm going to say allegedly because I remember when I read about it, like, because you know, we're so famous, like, you know, I don't want to get, like, sued for saying that someone did so.
No,
allegedly.
Absolutely not.
But I think
we're journalists, so you have to say that.
But there's this one teacher from elementary school that he was like the super super popular teacher, and I'm gonna tell you like my experience because I haven't seen this person since elementary school, and then I'm gonna tell you what happened like maybe two or three years ago. This one teacher, he was like, he think maybe a fourth or fifth grade teacher, so like he was really popular at the school. Like he always like he was like the friendly cool teacher that everyone loved to hang out with, but it was always girls. Mm. It was never like just anyone that was really friendly with him. Like he was always really friendly with girls in the school, which again, we've talked about this before. I think it was the first episode when we like, you know, at that age when people are getting attention from someone else, like you don't really understand like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What that attention is.
Yeah.
It's like, you're kind of just like, oh, well that's, you know, like no one gives me attention. So I remember like, I was jealous of the people that he like other, you know, cause he was never, it was always like, he would be friends with everyone in the school,
uh-huh.
like all the girls, no matter what grade they were. And that was teacher, like after school, like you would go like hang out with, cause he was the cool teacher, you know?
Right.
And so I was just like, oh man, like I was like jealous of that. Cause I was just like, wow. Like, you know, it's like the older person that doesn't like you to give you attention. You're just like, wow, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Well, like 2 or 3 years ago, it came out that like he, like several, like basically, you know, people that I was in school with, either my age, 2 or 3 years younger and a little bit older than me, came out like now saying like that he had molested them.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like several people, and he was still teaching at the school.
Like at the time when it came, like recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause it was basically like, that was kind of what the case got built up, because I think someone today was like, hey, he's being inappropriate, like, you know, having them sit on their lap,
oh
like
my God.
And like inappropriately touching them, but like always like girls, because it's like he's just a very, you know, because it was and it was so weird, because you know, in my brain today, like I was looking back at memories thinking like, oh my God, that was so creepy, but in my brain then,
yeah,
it was
your kid,
like, no, he's a fun teacher, right? in the, because this is elementary school age, and I remember like thinking now, I'm like, no, that's fucking weird, because they were talking about how he would have them sit on his lap or like, you know, in class, and I'm like, I know he did that, like,
because you saw it, very, you saw him like do yeah. that.
Yeah. Whoa. And I'm just like now thinking like, holy fuck, like that's crazy. And I remember sitting it because my mom showed me the article because I was home at the time. And I was just like, yeah, he was weird. Like it, I was like in my today adult brain thinking about it. It's like, yeah, that was fucking weird and creepy. And of course he did that. Like if I saw that little glimpse of things and several people are coming out, of course he did that. Like,
yeah, it's like, and for you to kind of like look back at that and suddenly like, it's like, wow. Oh my God. That reminds me of, this movie I recently watched. I'm going to look it up because I'm going to – I think it's called The Story or it's called The Tale. But it's Wait. With Laura Dern.
Yes. And it's like her adult self looking back at memories. I saw
that. Yes. And it's based off of a true story of like the woman who made it, Jennifer Fox. She's looking back at like her story. Like if you haven't seen this movie, it's like – it was – it really like gave me like – chills watching it because it's about
like trigger
yeah trigger huge warning. Trigger like, warning so if you have yeah. like if you don't know what it's about like I really just let you know because it's about a woman
yeah.
looking back at her experience with like sexual abuse when she was a child and like it's a lot of it is about memories and how like how much you, place them you in kind brain. Of like how your how much your memories can be like clouded and manipulated by one the people who are around you like an abuser but also just like by time and in your age so like these things happen and like you don't think about it you think about it in a certain way you end up growing up looking back at it in a different way until you really unpack it and realize like oh shit and when you saying that and kind of like being a kid and not noticing what was odd about that and now as an adult being like hold on that was actually really weird you just don't realize it
yeah
no that movie really fucked with me I think especially yeah. that part in the very beginning there's a scene where so she's talking about like I think at the time she was like 13 and she was being abused by a running coach and she had kind of remembered the story as being like I had like a love and affair. It was my boyfriend and not the fact that he was like this 30 something year old man and she was 13. And that I remember there's this one scene where she's showing it's herself as a 13 year old and she looks like, oh, okay. Like she's older. And then she sees a picture of her when she was actually 13 and realizes how little and like how young she actually was. And that she had remembered herself because partly because of the way she was abused of being like treated like, yeah. oh, you're such an adult. You're so mature.
You're so mature.
She had remembered herself as like an older, like young woman as opposed to like a 13-year-old, yeah, like child. Tiny little kid who didn't even look 13. She looked, she was like 10. Like she's like a little kid. Yeah. It's like, oh, God, that movie is so good. And just like, God, do you know what anything's happened with that story with the teacher from your school?
No, I actually want to look it up. Let me. Oh my gosh, he looks so fucking creepy. Like, ugh. Okay, he was found guilty. So it's not allegedly anymore. He was found guilty.
Okay, good. 48 years.
Yeah. For like, you know, like old, a lot of it was like old molestation cases. So the fact that he got 48 years.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna fucking die in jail. Good. Ugh.
Also, like I was having this conversation with my parents at the table because we were like literally like at breakfast looking at the newspaper. And I was like, Mom, I'm telling you right now, like, I'm not like displacing it. Like, I literally had no contact with him. Like, so like, don't worry about me.
Oh, was like, she like freaking out and like asking you questions and stuff?
Well, no, because my mom's not like that. But I could see, like, I like know that that's her brain works. Again, my mom is LD. She's like, she finds people creepy. Yeah. So I was like, Mom, like, I had literally had no contact with him.
I was a fucking parent. Like, it's not a God forbid. Like, if that ever happened to my child, like, I'm going to jail. Like, I'm just going to go to jail. I will willfully like get myself up and like yes it was me I murdered him sorry like yeah I'm not sorry like I did it whatever like I would just go to jail and
yeah
because like that's just ugh God my skin is literally crawling right now I'm just like, so gross
I know yeah ugh. Yeah
okay oh my God all right let's see where
back to Degrassi
oh God that Marley, yeah. Laura that was I just call you Marley
I do that all the time.
You just like scrambled my brain. That was so dark.
I'll take us back into where we left off.
Yes.
Mr. as I like to call him, Mr. Groomer Boomer comes outside and, you know, again, puts his hand on. Puts his hand
on.
I
think we might have skipped a part.
Oh, no, they're in the classroom and he sat on the desk and he looked down at everyone. Shirt. Yeah. And then after class, everyone's kind of talking about it and all that. And I think it was like sometime after school, LD kind of like confronts Lucy about it, right?
There was one little bit before that, which is, what happened? Unrelated to that, Stephanie, like, is still begging.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So
she is nothing if not consistent. She's still begging Alexa to get her clothes back. Alexa's like, no, bitch.
I just loved how like she's like, give me back your clothes, and then Alexa's like, you gave them to them. Gave them to me. And Steph's like, thief. She's a thief. Like, she's like, you stole them from me.
Like, you literally gave them to her. Like,
roll back the tape, Stephanie. Literally last episode, you gave her the fucking
clothes.
There
were witnesses, because you were doing a very, like, dramatic throwing out of your clothes. So people will be like, no, you definitely gave her a bag of clothes. You liar.
You made a scene. Come on.
You made a whole scene about it.
Stephanie. But yes, okay, so after that, that's when LD confronts Lucy about, like, you know, like, hey, he looked down your shirt in class. And their little fight back and forth was just, like, you can kind of see it in Lucy's eyes. Like, she, it was at that moment she kind of, like, realized, like, oh, maybe he really, because, you know, it's part of that situation, the kind of grooming process about, you know, making you feel heard, making you feel understood. And so she's like, you know, she was doing well in school, you know, now, like, she had good grades, like, teachers were, like, appreciating her as a student. And then LD's like, well, actually, it's just because he looked down your shirt and he's probably a creep. And then that was, like, kind of really hard, I think, for Lucy to hear. But I think she also, like, knew it was probably true.
Yeah, I think deep down inside, she knew it was kind of, the relationship was not appropriate, but yeah, she definitely gets very defensive, and she's like, you're just jealous of me because, like, you don't get any attention, and so you, like, you're just mad. And LD, like, throws the whole shoplifting thing back into Lucy's face, which is a low blow, especially when, like, pretty low blow.
LD with the dagger.
Especially after you just came out to be like, hey, like, I think you're being groomed, and then you were like, you fucking thief. It's like, okay, like, LD, like, whoa, stay on message. Like, what are you doing? Like, it, you know.
Yeah.
Not the time, but I mean, they're also teenage girls and, you know.
Yeah.
They're children, so they're not
trying to, like, handle this really harsh topic. And they're like, well, you're stupid. You're a shoplifter. Like, it always reverts back.
It's like, LD, stay on message. So, next we get Wheels, and he shows us the school in his glasses, wearing, like, his Vula specs, looking very,
I know,
looking very smart.
He, like, truly looks like Wheels.
Yeah. The Wheels, I remember, had glasses. I think because I was thinking of Wheels from, like, High, Degrassi High, mm-hmm. with, like, the glasses and the mullet. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, glasses and mullet. It's Wheels. He's been born.
Exactly.
Joey and Snake are so, like, fickle because they're immediately like, hey, like, we need a replacement. Like, and they have a very funny exchange where Joey's like, who's ever heard of a rock star in glasses? And Wheels is like, what about John Lennon? And Joey goes, who?
Oh, my gosh. And I just was like, who the fuck does not know John Lennon in the late 1980s? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, he only died. He died in 1980. It's like, he didn't die that long ago. It's like.
Yeah. And then he got just more famous after that. So yeah, I don't know why.
Exactly.
Like, Joey, you call yourself a rock star. Like, come on, man. Do your research.
Yeah, Joey's a poser.
That's the best word we've used to describe Joey thus far, as a poser. That's exactly right.
Freaking poser. But in our next scene, Alexa comes to school, and she has her bag of clothes for Steph, and she's like, yeah, like, my mom found my clothes. She said I look like the lady of the evening. And I was like, wow, your mom called you a whore. Like, wow, like, your mom is, like, off the chain.
Right. And I love how, like, as she said that, Steph's eyes just got so excited. Like, yes, I can be a lady of the evening now again. Like, I'm back.
Back to my old trick. I was like, wow. Steph, like, was a mature school president for, like, a total of 2 days.
She's an addict. That's what it is. Like, she needs, like, she got clean for a little bit, but she's, like, she's going to go back to her ways, you know?
She relapsed to her tube top wearing ways.
She learned nothing. She learned nothing.
She learned absolutely nothing. So next, Mr. Colby, like, wants to talk to Lucy again, and he asks her to help him with Mr. Radish's systems, which I was like, what systems? Like, it's the 80s. Like, everything's analog. Everything's paper. What system are you asking help for?
And also, like, how long is Mr. Radish, like, what was the recovery time for
appendicitis, like, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the recovery time is, but I also, like, know that, like, the removal of appendix isn't really, like, it's not like a kidney transplant. Like,
right?
I mean, he'll be out of commission for, like, a few weeks, but it's, like, he's not out of commission so long that this fool needs to fucking learn how to, like, do the system, whatever the fuck that means. Like, bro, as soon as you learn the system, he'll be back. What the hell are you doing? Like, stop. Like, But I mean, obviously, that's also a ploy just to get alone, to get her alone. So like, exactly. It doesn't even matter. Yeah. It's like he's just a
but
dick.
It's like it was also a dumb ploy. Like, get something a little bit more reasonable, you know?
What's this stuff like? Joey and Snake, they're like, you know, they're whining about Wheels, and they hear someone playing the bass, and it's Simon, and he's okay, but they think he's great, and they're like, you want to be in our band? Like, immediately. It's just like, wow.
I wrote Simon, Mr. Steal Your Guitar.
Mr. Steal Your Band. Like, boom. Well, you know, he's like, you know, the hot new American student, so they have to bring that international flair to
exactly
the Zit Remedy.
But sorry. Like, talking over here.
Are you being choked by Beijing?
I mean, basically, like, I mean, there's pollution everywhere in the world, but like, I feel like the pollution in Beijing really is bad. Like, it just is. Like,
yeah, it's like, I mean, it is like pretty bad.
And then you're around like cigarette smoke a lot, 'cause like everyone, like, it's basically like the 50s here. Like, everyone smokes still. Like, it's not.
Are you allowed to smoke, like, inside and stuff, or is it just...
Like, McDonald's and, like, Starbucks, no, but, like, if you're ever at a bar or, like, a nightclub, yes. So, this past weekend, I went out for Halloween, and I feel like I have... My lungs have not recovered, so...
Oh, man. Yeah, that sounds really rough.
So, I just know I'm gonna get lung cancer. It's just a fact.
It's so weird, though, because you forget that about other countries. Like, not everywhere in the world is still, like, anti-smoking as here. Like, I mean, people still smoke in America, but, like... Yeah. I really only know, like, I'm actually friends with one smoker as in someone who actually, like, not just smokes occasionally when they're drinking, but, like, actively, like, buys cigarettes, and she's a smoker. I don't know anybody else who is. And it's almost, like, to a point where now it's, like, when you find out someone's a smoker, it's kind of, like, shocking. It's, like, really? Like, you smoke? Like, you know. And also, like...
That's what's, like, so...
Sorry, go ahead.
It's weird here because everyone, like, it's the thing. Like, everyone smokes. Like, I mean, it's different for foreigners, but, like, now it's just, like, because it's, like, normal to smoke here, more foreigners do smoke that, like, used to not smoke, so...
Yeah, because everyone's doing it, so it's, like, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's doing it. You want to try?
You're literally just living, like, an after-school special every day. Yes,
I'm living in real life Degrassi, you guys.
Jealous? Don't you wish you couldn't breathe like me?
Did anything else happen in that scene with the Zit Remedy? They were both, like, just, like, Joey and Snake were like, oh my gosh, he's amazing. But yeah, you were right. He wasn't even that good.
He was fine. He just went, dump, 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 dump. I was like, dude, like.
He played Hot Cross Buns.
Oh, like. He actually had a recorder. Was playing Hot Cross Buns. Like, no, nothing else really happens there. And actually, we just get a lot of, like, back and forth scenes next. Because, like, Wheels is, like, in Miss Avery's class, like, real quick. And then Lucy is back with Creepo, and she's cleaning the board. And, like...
Also, did you see what was written on the board?
No, I didn't.
These are some of these things in the background where I'm, like, after listening to I'm in Love with a Girl Named Spike, now I'm, like, I need to pay attention to it.
Uh-huh.
So it was, like, these vocabulary words that they needed to, like, memorize and study. And two of them were grimy and crept. Like, the past participle of creep.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. There was grimy and crept, and she was cleaning off the board.
Oh, that's on purpose.
Oh, yes.
That's oh my God. Like, the right, the makers of Degrassi are fucking poets. They're they are artistes.
Like, I know. I just need to, like, I mean, minimum, I need to obviously watch these shows, like, 5 times to catch everything.
Okay, I definitely, I'm gonna make sure that next episode I watch, I'm gonna really look out for the background stuff. Because that's actually pretty, like, okay, like... You guys are a bunch of auteurs in here. What are you doing?
Right?
No wonder the show got an Emmy. So they earned that Emmy. Okay, they did. Don't ever forget it. So he fucking shows up, and, like, he, like, shuts the door behind him, which is like, get.
That's when out. You know
you need to run
out of there.
But yeah, but up until this point, you know, like, she's trust him. So, like,
I know.
Thinking of her from her point of view, it's like, okay, he closed the door. Like, what's the big deal? But he, like, walks over to her, and he's like, you're just so mature and sensitive, and, like, you know, you're just, like, so lonely. And I felt the same way, like, when your friend Vula left, it was like my wife divorced me. I was like, whoa, bro, no, it's not, like, what the fuck. Like,
the fact that he compared his divorce to middle school drama, I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man?
This,
like,
man,
who
is
the
sick.
Fuck are you?
This man is sick. Like, we already knew he was sick because of the pedophilia, but also, like, you're fucking sick that you're, like, oh yeah, I can relate to you because like your best friend Fula, like she moved away and like my wife divorced me because I'm a pedophile. It's like, what? Like, is there not the same thing? Right? You fucking weirdo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's like basically, you know, touching her shoulder. And at one point he like, you know, his hands linger and
he's like massaging her.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you're really tense. And I'm like, never trust anyone that says, that touches your shoulder and says you're tense and then continues to give you a massage. They are a creep. They have crept past tense parcel on your shoulders.
This grimy fucker has crept before, okay? Oh, look at me. God. Give me an A. I use both the vocabulary words in one sentence. Where's my A?
Boom.
Where's my fascist A?
My gosh.
Give it to me.
Sorry to talk about myself, but I remember like, like I think I've mentioned this before. I'm not a touchy-feely person. Like, I'm definitely not.
Yeah.
And I remember like, it's like when anyone touches my shoulders like that, like I instantly like tense up, especially if it's like two hands like on your shoulders, like I instantly tense up because it's creepy. Like, I don't know you. I didn't see you coming. Like, stop. They would like make you feel bad. Be like, you're so tense. Just relax. And I'm like, I can't relax with your hands on me. Like,
you see, it's weird. If you stop touching me, I actually relax. Weird. Like, no, if anyone point in your life, listener, says you're so tense and tries to touch you, stab them. Immediately, yes, kill them. You need to do it.
Yeah, you're saving lives.
You heard it here first, right? But yeah, I just like felt like really ill because he's like, oh, I'm just interested in us. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, oh God, he's so freaking gross. But it's also like really realistic to just how like,
I know.
Honestly, I've never had like I never had like a teacher, like a weird like old man, like I knew like be creepy. But I feel like a lot of young women and girls can relate to being a definitely underage and an older guy like being creepy, a stranger or somebody. Like I distinctly remember like the first time I actually was like I think hit on in my life. I was 10 years old. I'll never forget. I was 10. And I was like, I was at like the grocery store with my sister. And she was like, she's at like kind of the front-ish, so where she's like paying. I was like standing towards the end of like where like the conveyor belt. What are they even called? Who cares? Not important. But like I was standing there at the very end. And there was like this a guy who like did like a bagging. And he was old. He had a mustache. He was old as fuck. Like he could grow facial hair. And he was like packing up the stuff. And I'm just like standing there. And he's like, hey, what's your name? And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, what? And he's like, you, like, what's your name? And I said, I don't have one. And he's like, walked away. And it's just like,
yes.
I don't know what you want. But I just was like, even at that age, like, I didn't know how to deal with that situation. But I knew it was not appropriate. Cause I was like, this is, why is this old man asking me my like, name? Like, you don't know. Like, why do you need my name? Like, I walked away. I just was like, I don't have one. And like, walked away. But like, it's really fucked up when you think about how early that kind of stuff happens or like being catcalled when you're like, and I feel like I always looked my age. Like when I was 10, I looked like I was 10.
Right?
Exactly. When I was 12, 13, I looked like I was 12 or 13. I never looked like, you know, you can have the excuse of like, oh, I thought she was older. It's like, no, I looked very much my age. And actually, I still get to like, I look younger than my age too. So it's like, I probably even back then looked a lot younger than I actually was. So, ugh, gross.
Just terrible. And what's really sad is, like, all the stuff that he was saying, he's obviously doing on purpose. But it's just, like, you know, that as a young girl, it you know, at Lucy's age, like, those are things that you want a boy, not a man, to tell you, you know, to feel understood. And so it's just really, like, disgusting that he was using that to, like, lure her in.
Oh, yeah, just like, and no. Just, like, an abuse of power all around. So it's just, he needs to be, like, fucking castrated. So Wheels realizes he's sitting with Miss Avery and he realizes that he left his book in his locker and goes to his locker and he sees Mr. Colby. And I like Wheels is my hero. He is my bespectacled hero. He is a Clark Kent with his new glasses. Because like he sees what happens and
oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. He was able to see it because his glasses.
I was like, is it because of the glasses? Like, did he like?
If he didn't have glasses, he probably wouldn't have seen as clearly as he needed to.
Just, like,
oh my God!
Looking at the window, but he sees it and he saves the fucking day. Because like at that point, he's like nuzzling her. I don't know what he's like. he was, yeah, like, getting real. He's like, his face was, like, all up in her hair. And just, like, it just was really, like, mm-hmm, this is way too much.
Yeah, just.
So, like,
yeah, Wheels, way, like, past where it needs to ever go.
Yes. Wheels opens the door and, like, barges in. And he's like, yeah, I left my book. And he's like, what are you doing here? What are you doing? He's like, I left my book. And, like, Lucy runs out. And I'm just like, uh-huh, Wheels looked like he was going to fuck him up. I was just like, oh my God, Wheels, fight him. Fight him. Like.
Kill him, Wheels.
Like, I was so proud of Wheels, my little baby Wheels, just being like,
I know,
standing up for a friend and be like, hey, like, she's, this is not okay. And just like doing something as simple as just like, listen, guys who are listening to this, if Wheels can do it, you can't do. Because it's something as, yes, simple as just opening a door and just being there for his friend and making sure, like, she knew, like, yo, I saw that too, bitch. Like,
yeah,
fuck this loser.
You guys are listeners, so you probably already do this. Like, this, you are Wheels.
Yeah.
You guys watched Degrassi. Yeah, like, you guys learned this very early on.
We're all learning from this.
Yeah.
When in doubt, ask yourself, what would Wheels do?
Oof.
He would kick that door open.
I love how it's just like, he, like, he didn't even move. He just kicked the door in and then just, like, stood there in the doorway, like, I forgot my book. And I'm like, yes.
Like, what up, boy? Like, let's go. So Lucy runs home and, mm-hmm, I was so bad because she's running home. She's calling out her parents and they're not home. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
home.
Kids, like, what are their jobs? How are you this busy? It's the 80s. What are you doing at work all day?
Maybe they're on crack cocaine.
Maybe. They're just all on coke. It's like Wall Street in Toronto. Because it's like, how are you guys all, like, both this busy? Like,
they're probably in stockbrokers. It's the stock market. They work for, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know what they do, but it's like they are just always busy. So she comes home and she's like yelling out her parents, her family, her parents' names, and she's like crying alone at home because no one's home. And it's like,
yeah,
and it makes me think, because I know, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't want to spoil it, but I'm pretty sure she doesn't tell anybody what happened. And I'm like, can you imagine what would have happened if her parents were just home? Because, ugh, she comes running and, like, she's going to tell them what just happened.
Yeah,
they're not there. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she doesn't say anything, and it's like, she doesn't, yeah, feel like she has anybody to tell. It's just like, oh, it's so fucked up. But
yeah,
right when she's, like, starting to cry, LD comes knocking to return Lucy's scarf. Ugh. And she, LD is there for her friend. She did a good thing.
I mean, I guess.
We were there for her. No. All jokes aside, LD is there and is like, yeah, you know.
She gives her a hug.
Gives her a hug. And, you know, comforting.
That's what she needed.
Yeah.
So then, okay. My notes, if you could take a look at my notes, Sanique, you can, this is my last page of notes. It's getting a little bit more disheveled.
I just see Ted Bundy. I see, hold up again. It's like a mosaic of nonsense. It's like Ted Bundy, Team Wheel, Stairwell. Like, it's like, what?
Okay, so the first thing I wrote on this page, Wheels is out. And I drew a box on that. Does that make any sense to you?
Wheels is out of the box? Yeah.
No, I don't know. Okay.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. Okay, so what happens? I'll cut that out. What happens at the next part?
Lauren, you're a mess. So in the next scene, so, like, the Zit Remedy is outside of school, and they tell Wheels that he's been replaced, and that's, like, just kind of...
Oh, Wheels is out of the band. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's out of the band, and it's like, okay, like, that's not resolved. But in our next scene, we get Mr. Colby, and, like, he runs into Lucy in the stairwell, and he's like,
mm-hmm,
I want to, like, she's just pushing down the steps. She's like, he, like, gaslights her, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry about what happened yesterday. Not like anything happened.
Nothing happened.
But if you want to help me with the systems today, please do. It's like he gaslights her and then propositions her again. And it's, she's like,
mm-hmm,
yeah, no, fuck no. And she runs away.
Okay. The reason I wrote Ted Bundy is because in that, I'll take a screenshot to post on Instagram, but there's a picture, there's like a screen grab of him. It's like a close up of his face, and he looks like a Ted Bundy because he has, like, one of those, like, slight unibrows, uh-huh, of that time period.
Yes.
And, you know, and then he's also, you know, apparently sexy or, like, apparently good looking.
Like, which, allegedly.
I know. I still don't understand how Ted Bundy is supposed to be attractive. I just don't see it. I think it, maybe, I don't get
like
it.
Maybe, like, the 70s. I don't know.
But I feel like, yeah, I feel like there's also like attractive. I don't, again, I have no idea, but he looks like Ted Bundy. Like, I'll send a screen grab because he literally like Ted Bundy, like in the lighting and everything.
Gross.
But yeah, I love that. Like, yeah, Lucy was like, not in a million years. And then she's like, runs up the stairs. I love that.
I did too. I was like, good for you, Lucy, because get away, get away as far away as you can from this man because he is trouble. But in our last scene, Wheels talks to Lucy and he's just like, hey, like, if, like, you know, are you gonna like say anything or do anything about this? But like, if you need a witness, I'm here for you. I'm like,
oh,
no.
Oh my gosh.
And it ends with Lucy smiling.
Yeah, I wrote Team Wheels, Mr. Advocate. I was like, bitch, yes.
Wheels is an ally.
Like, oh, I love him so much.
I love him so much. He's so good.
I know it's a script, but I like to believe that, you know, he was really like this. You know, like, he literally would have stood up for Lucy and been like, yeah, I'll be a witness. Like, what middle schooler thinks about that stuff, you know?
I know. I don't think I would have been thinking about that when I was, like, that age. Like, do you need a witness? Like, it would not occur to me that you would need one. But, yeah, that ends our episode. So, Lauren, you already said that you were LD in this episode.
Yeah, I was an LD. Like, I feel like you never did this, and that's why we were always close friends. But, like, I remember several people trying to, like, get me to, like, kind of, they were trying to Lucy me and, like, make over me.
Really?
Yeah, or, like, you know, be like, oh, like, Lauren, like, here's, they would buy me clothes or, like, stuff. Because maybe not friends, but just, like, family and stuff would, like, buy me clothes. And, but it also wasn't, like, it wasn't my style of, like, you know, I was, like, I was a tomboy, but, like, I obviously, like, I wanted to wear dresses and stuff like that, but I didn't know, like, I would, like, look at this stuff and, like, that's not me. And, at one point, LD said, oh, I don't want to look too different than people notice. And I remember that was, like, my biggest fear, is that, like, I wanted to dress differently and, like, dress, like, more girly. But then I didn't want people to notice me dressing differently and then make fun of me, which doesn't make any sense.
I think that makes sense.
In middle school, yeah.
That makes sense. Like, you want to be, like, different, but you also, like, don't want to, like, you don't want, like, all this attention drawn to you because you look different. You just kind of want to do it and then that just be, like, it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And so... yeah, so I was like, oh, LD, that's me. You're going to get through it, and you're going to learn how to merge those two worlds into your own style, and it's going to be fucking great.
It's going to be fabulous.
Hopefully. Just get rid of the trucker hats. That's the first step.
Yeah, get rid of the trucker hats, wash your hair, brush it. You'll be great.
What about you? Who were you in this episode?
You know, I hate to say it. I actually think, like, I think I would have been, like, a bystander character. Like, maybe the twins or, like, a Joey, not with, like, the whole replacing Wheels thing, but kind of in, like, a, oh, it's weird how, like, he always pays attention to her and then just kind of go with my life. Because I think I was not, at that age, I don't think I was, like, very aware of that kind of stuff. Or even, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think, like, I don't really, okay, there was one teacher in high school. In hindsight, I don't think this person was an actual creep. I think we were just teenagers and, like, oh my God, he's like a creep, like, oh my, because he just was really nice. And I think we're like, oh, he's creepy, he's a creep. Yeah. But like, I had.
Wait, who was it? I know that's
me. Do you remember that? And he's like always talk about it, but like we never like reported, like, because he never did anything. So like, or as far as I know, he didn't do anything. So I didn't say anything. But like, I think I had that attitude of like watching something and being like, that's weird. And then like not literally doing nothing about it. Just because like, unless it was someone I knew personally or like I felt like affection towards or like I could ask them questions. When I saw stuff like that, like, of course, and again, not like this. Cause I never saw like this level anything, but just like things that might have, you know, which is why now I'm looking back after you told the story about what you experienced in elementary school. I'm like, shit, there's like a bunch of stuff I just did not even catch because I might have noticed it. I'm like, that's weird. And then like kind of just kept going on with my life because it wasn't happening to me. I just was not like, I didn't care. I mean, honestly, just like, it's not my problem. Like, you know?
And honestly, if I hadn't like heard about, if this news hadn't come out, like.
You would never think about it.
Exactly. And so I think that's what's you know, as we've gotten older, and then obviously, you know, I hate to call it like the Me Too time period, but it's just like the more awareness that we have today about like just like the things that used to be so normal that, you know, we're starting to realize is like, oh no, that's not okay. Like, and so, you know, we have different mindset, but I think definitely, especially at that age, I mean, I would have been a bystander as well, being like, but not really, you know, what's really sad though, is like, if you don't personally know about like how that's inappropriate. If you don't have a reason to personally know that that's inappropriate, then you don't always know that it is.
Yeah, no, and tons of people don't know the signs of, like, grooming or, like, or even the signs of, like, abuse. Like, what, I think I might have mentioned on this podcast that I've been a mandated reporter before. So I was actually, like, taught, like, this is what you look for so that you can report it if you notice it. But most people don't know, like, what an abuse victim looks like or, you know, you know, don't have that. They don't have the information. It's not like on them in terms of like, oh, you're just like a bad person. You didn't speak up. But some people just genuinely just don't know what to look for. Like the kinds of things that like immediately jump out to like, be like, huh, like something that's not kosher what's happening. Or like, it's odd. Like I remember reading recently, I was like, this is kind of like off topic, but I was reading, do you know the Am I the Asshole subreddit?
I haven't read it, but I know people have told me about it before.
Yeah. Listener, if you don't know what it is, it's like a subreddit where people basically just like write scenarios and like, hey, like, was I the asshole in the situation? And there's one person talking about like they had like a boyfriend or a partner or whatever, and he had like a 7-year-old daughter, and she would like shower with him and like bathe with him and like sleep in bed with her with him. And I was like, that's odd. The sleeping in bed part, I'm like, I mean, I guess some people,
the shower,
time to time, but she also did it happen all the time. The showering was really weird. But the thing that stood out to me, if she hadn't mentioned that though, like along with that, she mentioned the child kept like bedwetting, and I was like, that's a sign of sexual abuse. Like kids who like, not to say every child who like what's the bed, like it's being abused, but like,
no, but like
that is one of the signs
into
like
older age,
if they into an older age and they're always wetting the bed. That can be a sign of like something is up enough to kind of pique your interest. But like,
they're dealing with some sort of stress as a child.
Yeah, something's that's going severe. On. And like, it's funny because the way that she wrote it more like, I just think like he's, you know, coddles her too much and I want to tell him. But then the comments were all like, there's something going on. I don't know if that's what, that's your least of your troubles. Because I'm thinking like, when I'm reading that, I'd be like, no, those are signs of abuse, like especially like the bedwetting is something that's kind of got me like worried. And it's interesting because that person's perspective was like, I just think that he coddles his daughter. And it's like, I think there might be something more happening than just babying her. It's like something inappropriate might be happening. But like, you'd be surprised how many people just like, I think, you know, I think that's more of an extreme story. I think more people would hear that and be like, that's weird. This person might just be an idiot. But like a lot of times people just like, just don't know what to look for. So then they see things and they just don't even think like that's odd behavior. Like that's not, you know, okay. So yeah, I'm a bystander in the situation, I hate to say, or I would have been when I was a kid.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's, you know, we're kids. That's literally,
I wish I could say I was a wheel and I, like, you know, save the day, but like, not really.
I mean, like, I think that's exactly, you know, why did they have Degrassi? You know, why are we the people that we are today, all of us listening? Because, you know, we watch this stuff and we learn from it. Like the after school special, they're meant to teach.
Yes.
We all get it. We're preaching to the choir, honestly. All these people listen to me like, we fucking get it. We get it. Okay. We're on your side. We know the signs of abuse.
We are kin, okay? We are all kin here.
We all watch Degrassi, okay? We get it.
All right, so that then leads us into our super duper scientific ranking system.
Yes.
80s Canadianness.
Yeah, 80s Canadianness.
What did you think, Lauren?
Honestly, nothing really stood out for me to think about like with 80s Canadianness, honestly, besides like random Canadian accent. But I feel like there's been other episodes that have stood out more in the past when it comes to this category.
I agree. I feel like this is like also like a low ranking, like there's nothing that was uniquely like Canadian or like that put me in that era, like of the 80s. Yeah. Like nothing really happened. I was like, wow, we're in 80s Canada. It was like, oh, like could have been the States. It could have been anywhere. So with that being said, I think I saw as more of like a 4.
I was gonna say like a 3 or 4, so let's go with 4. It definitely wasn't much of anything. So
no, it really wasn't. Fashion,
I mean, you guys already know how I feel about Miss Avery's fashion, so.
I mean, you wrote like a haiku about her fashion.
I thought it was amazing. We had LD's makeover.
Yes, like, that look was something. I hate to say it, we had Mr. Colby's Cosby sweaters.
I mean, that was like,
I mean, that is add points though, but it's like gross points.
Exactly. I feel like it's pretty set high. I would say maybe like an 8 or a 9.
Shit.
What were you going to say?
I'd say 8.5.
Okay, let's go with 8.5.
8.5 Trapper Keepers. Okay, next we have acting.
I'm not saying Lucy's a bad actor, but it's things that I pay attention to now. She didn't do a bad job. Like, she did a great job this episode, but I feel like she's not like where I'm like, wow, her acting, wow, you know? Like, okay, so at one point, you know when actors like are supposed to be crying and they'll cut away to something and then they'll come back and they have a tear running down their face? I'm like, oh, dang it.
I didn't want to comment on it because I feel like it was a very like serious moment, but like it was very clearly a fake tear. They just added like a drop because like she can't cry on command. And it's like a very one single tear that went down her cheek, but her eyes weren't red or anything. It just was like like a Visine drop.
So I mean, like, not like I didn't think she did a bad job. Like, it wasn't where, like, you know, LD's talking about her dead mom and we like have no sympathy for her. I think back of like how we like just hated the episode so bad. I'm like, wait, she's dealing with some hard stuff, but her acting was so bad that we didn't care. So it wasn't that bad, but it, like, I don't know. It was, okay, we had.
I feel like it was very much like a middle of the road episode. I think especially when compared to like last week, we gave a pretty high score to Egbert because of like Spike's acting was like pretty solid.
Exactly.
So I would give this acting a 5. It just was like, nothing really good or bad. It just was like, okay. So that's 5 Trapper Keepers. And last but not least, plot. Did it go there?
Oof, yes.
Yeah.
It definitely went there. Like, okay, I think 5 is still a good number for the acting. I'm not gonna change that. I'm gonna give Lucy some like more kudos because I feel like the scene where they were in the classroom and like before Wheels comes in, I feel like her acting was good then. Like, I feel like she did a good job of. I still think this episode deserves a 5, but I think Lucy did a good job of kind of demonstrating like what. Like, that kind of, like, frozenness as a child, like, when something bad has happened to you from, like, an authority figure and, like, not knowing what to do or, like, how to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you obviously know that you're uncomfortable, but, like, you feel like you can't do anything. So I feel like that was... She did a good job of portraying that through her face. So.
That's true, yeah. She definitely did a good job of showing, like, that discomfort and, like, kind of fear and just, like, tenseness. Yeah. I agree, yeah. Still a 5, but I agree. That was okay. So this is the one question I have about this category that's tricky because in terms of like just in terms of seriousness, it's a very serious plot because it's about a very heavy topic. Right. But whenever I evaluate, did it go there? I think it's also because I'm looking back at what I know about the show.
Yeah.
I factor in how serious the plot is, but also how much of effect it has on like the character arc and the long-term stuff. And I feel like while this episode was a serious topic, I know we mentioned this incident one more time, I think, and then we never hear about it again. So it's kind of like it just kind of isn't a significant moment the same way like, you know, Spike's pregnancy where like that literally plays out for the entire show or like, you know, other moments that I won't talk about so if I don't spoil it for some people. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So because of that, I actually gave it more of like a 7 because it lost points on just not being a long-term, you know, story arc kind of deal.
Yeah. I think 7 is great. Yeah, I think it's like the question of did it go there? Yes, but it didn't, like, it wasn't hard hitting as other episodes will do in the future and have done. So.
Yes. Okay. With that
being those kind of like independent where it's just like, oh, today we're talking about molestation.
That's what? I think that's what it is that this episode starts to feel it feels like they're harkening back to their like after school special days. Whereas like we've started to get like the little hint of Degrassi having more of like a story arc and kind of like a drama series. But this was an episode that felt more like this week's episode's about make sure you watch this episode with your parents because we're going to talk about child molestation. Oh God, child molestation. Just like, ugh. Gross. Okay. Yeah.
So what's our total after that?
Our total is 24.5 Trapper Keepers, which if we look at ranking, A Helping Hand is now at number 7. So it's like kind of, it's in the middle of the pack right now. It's not, you know, it's not the worst episode. That's still the experiment, but it's not the best episode, which is Egbert currently. Who'd have thought?
It's like it's in the long run, like it's gonna be one of those episodes. It's like, oh yeah, that's the episode that Lucy got touched, but it's like like, there's nothing, as you were kind of saying, there's no connection with other storylines with it.
So. Yeah. I don't even know if we ever see, like, besides that one other episode where I think it's mentioned again, I literally just don't even think that, like, it even has, like, long-term consequences on her, which is weird because it's, like, it's a pretty big deal, like. But cool. That was our episode, y'all.
It was a good one. I feel like it was sad, but it was like it was still, I mean, we got the true wheels coming out, so
It definitely was a rough one, but still I think a very great episode, and I'm, you know, it was a journey, but hopefully we didn't go too dark in this episode, but I mean, it's pretty heavy subject matter.
You know, we go back and forth with, you know, a little bit of humor, a little bit dark. You know? We're one of those swirled ice cream cones.
Yeah, we're like a, you know, chocolate and vanilla swirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to remind you, because lately we've been like just not plugging our social media, but we're going to plug it this time because it's been a while.
Plug it in.
But be sure to follow us on Twitter at EverybodyWSPod. As well as our Instagram, everybody_want_somethingpod, where we post lots of memes and we like to interact with our fans and listeners because that's part of it. That's like some of the best part. We also have our Facebook group, Everybody Wants Something Pod. So if you want to check that out, you certainly can. I'm also on Instagram at @say_smythe.
And I'm also on Instagram. You can follow me at Lauren's China Life on Instagram as well. And I post a lot about China and things, but mostly on my Instagram it's about like food or, you know, funny things I see in China. So
So check it out. And also don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends who might be interested in this, you know, this weird podcast, because we love to engage with new people and, you know, chat with people who are just now finding out the podcast and are enjoying it. But once again, thank you so much for listening. And as always, we will catch you later, Broomheads. Goodbye, Broomheads.
Bye, Broomheads.